From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrah Hutkins. This year's high tide flooding report is out. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued another dire report for rising seas on Wednesday. Last year broke the 2015 record for flooding from high tides. This year, thanks partly to a lingering El Nino, the Southeast could see nearly double the number of floods it saw just two decades ago.
In essence, the future is already here in terms of sea level rise impacts. Current trajectories suggest a floodier future.
Billy Sweet is a NOAA oceanographer and the report's lead author. He says hurricanes and nor'easters helped break the record for high tide flooding in 12 locations along the Northeast and Gulf Coast last year. 40 locations showed the number of floods growing. He says that means instead of just being an occasional problem, coastal flooding is likely to become a regular and chronic problem. NOAA uses one national standard for flooding better suited to higher ground. That means none of last year's floods in low-lying South Florida met the higher threshold for NOAA's report.
So it doesn't mean that you didn't actually experience some water in the streets and stormwater infiltration or, you know, your citizens notifying the media saying, hey, we're flooding, what's going on?
The National Weather Service sets flood levels about a half foot lower. It recorded 6 days of sunny day flooding at Virginia Key last year. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.